Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's time for the Lindus time check. Time to install energy-efficient Infinity from Marvin Windows and receive 50% off installation and labor through June 30th. Your time is 1:45, and we're now joined on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline by Audra Martin of FanDuel Sports Network. She's you're the on-field reporter for the Twins and then a studio host for the Wild. Is that right, Audra?
That is correct.
Well, good. Well, even though this – have you been – let's start with the Twins. This has been a crazy season. They start miserable. They win 13 in a row with maybe the best pitching staff in baseball. I was talking about that. And now over the last month, since Pablo Lopez got hurt, they have given up this year. After spearheading a 13-game, the Twins pitchers saw their walk rate spike, their strikeout rate drop. Hitters are batting .281. And the Twins pitchers have yielded 148 runs in June, which is 34 more than the next pitching staff. What the hell is going on there, Audra?
Yeah, it's been an interesting season, to say the least.
Yes.
it's a tough stretch, no doubt about it. I have to give Chris Paddock and really the pitching staff and Pete Mackey some credit. Last night after the game, Paddock talked to the media, and he said that Pete Mackey called a team meeting or a group staff meeting with all the pitchers, and they had a really good discussion. He didn't want to go into the details about what all was said. But he said, we all agreed that this tough stretch is on us right now. We have to be better. And he spoke to the ups and downs. He said, it's almost like that 13-game win streak doesn't even matter anymore because of how tough things have been here the last couple of weeks. So, there is some frustration, but I will say there's still optimism. The guys have a good attitude in that clubhouse. They know what they're capable of. I mean, you don't just win 13 straight if you're not a good team and you're not capable of playing at that kind of caliber, level. Not saying that they're going to win, 13 straight all the time, but they know that they are capable of playing much better baseball than they are right now.
Well, I mean, it's crazy how many times they're giving up double-digit runs. You know, Royce did a column and said they had, like, in their 53 years or their 63 years, however many years they've been around, I think 63, they're about the same age. They've been in Minnesota as long as I've been alive, basically. They'd given up 16 runs or more 50 times, so maybe once every other year. And here they did it two times in 3 days or two times in 4 days. And they've given up 14, and they've given up 16, and they've given up 11, and they've given up 9. And they're not losing 4-3. They're giving up so many runs by a team that led the major leagues in ERA during the stretch when they got 13 in a row. So it's other than the fact that Pablo's hurt, right? I mean, that's but the other guys were also pitching well too, and now they're pitching horribly. And I did read that story with the pitching coach, and he says we're trying to do the process, but how do these guys that perform so well perform so badly?
If I had the answers, yeah, I'd be making $1 million, as a,
yeah, <that's laughs>
as a big league coach. And I think that's kind of how a lot of people feel right now. It's just a head scratcher. It's hard to wrap your head around being so dominant and then struggling so much. I think part of it too, Paddock alluded to it last night, there's probably a little bit of pressing. Mm-hmm. I think it's it's understandable that everybody wants to be the guy who sparks something and wants to do everything they can to turn things around. And sometimes that causes some mental errors. You know, it hasn't just been the pitching. There's been some sloppy decisions and some sloppy play defensively. A lot of guys have talked to me in terms of, we need to be more aggressive on the base pass. You know, so little things like that sometimes can be all it takes. And last night is a perfect example. Look at Trevor Larnach with the hustle double to start that rally. You know, if he's on first base, it's obviously a very different feel than your leadoff mm-hmm. hitter starting things in scoring position. And I mean, he hustled, and he definitely deserves a lot of the credit for getting things going there in the fifth inning. That's, I think those little things eventually will start to click and turn around and add up to some big wins. It's just really unfortunate. You know, last night was so tough because it's not easy to overcome a 5-0 deficit, and suddenly you're right back in it. It's a tie ball game in the fifth. I believe it was the fifth. And then for things to come apart the way that they did in the ninth with Juan Duran, with a couple of hit batters and things, that's just tough because he has gone from being the AL relief pitcher of the month
yep.
in May to now struggling a little bit in June. However, the bullpen's been in a tough position because they aren't getting used the way that they typically will. You've seen Rocco put guys like Duran and Griffin Jacks even Louis Varland too into games that aren't high leverage situations simply because they need to get some work. And that's not an easy situation either when the bullpen isn't in a normal rhythm. So there's just a lot that has been going against the team right now, and it's snowballing a little bit, but it is still June. I know it's the end of June. There is still time, but you don't want to bank on time being available because eventually you're going to blink and it's going to be the end of August.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
And Johan Duran, the last three outings he's given a run, a run, a run. And, mm-hmm. you know, and then they lost all three of those games. And you said, and he was lights out in the last month, in May. So,
May.
When you look at the Twins, and then in the middle of this, the Twins, well, first of all, go back to when they made the playoffs 2 years ago, and then they came out the next year and said, we're cutting payroll. And now mm-hmm. they're in the middle of this incredibly bad stretch where they've lost 11 of 12. They've given up double digits on a regular basis. They've been the worst performing baseball team in the Major League Baseball over the last maybe 4 or 5 weeks. And then they extend Rocco. I mean, I'm not here to say whether Rocco's the problem or not. It just seems to be really bad timing.
Well, I know that was unfortunate timing, and I am not usually privy to those kind of conversations. You know, a lot of times that's more of the beat writers type angle. But I think any sports fan can at least somewhat agree that it doesn't always fall on the manager. You know, the manager can't will these guys into playing better or having better at-bats or, you know what I mean? A lot of that falls on the individual players and things like that. I think Rocco's great. Obviously, the team believes in him. The players like playing for him. So I understand it was unusual timing for that news and stuff to come out.
Right.
But again, this team did rifle off 13 straight wins. It's still in there. I think it could be something as, I don't want to say little because it's not little, but, you know, if David Festa really starts clicking and he has a bunch of big outings, if Simeon Woods-Richardson pitches like he did two outings ago, which was one of the most efficient starts I've seen in a long time, little things like that, again, I think will start to add up and we'll start seeing the consistency and the type of baseball that we know that this team is capable of. Because you look at the roster, it doesn't really make sense in a lot of ways that they're having some of these struggles. So I'm confident. I know I'm always, you know me, Scott.
I do. I do. That's,
I'm an internal optimist, but it's in there. I have no doubt.
So let's talk about what you do. And I know you've done a lot of stuff where you interact with the fans. You went up and took a picture of the home run that Byron Buxton hit that landed up in the suites up in center field. You went out and bought a fan a beer, or who was it? Who was it that bought the beer for him? It was
So it was Trevor Bluth made a comment saying, "Oh, I'd buy that guy a beverage if there was a way to make that happen." And I grabbed my microphone, talked to my producer, said, "Oh, we can make it happen. I'm here. I'm ready to go." And he's like, "Do it. Head out there right now." And so, yeah, it was a great moment. I was laughing, and I know I've gotten some comments. I had a little bit of spicy language in there because the fan behind him was commenting that he robbed a home run from her. You know how fans get. Everybody wants to get their hands on a home run ball. It was fun, though. I love those just kind of authentic, off-the-cuff moments. You know, that's what makes baseball fun, is you have the ability to get creative and think outside the box.
Now, during the
season of 162
games. Now, during the games, are you sitting in the dugout? Is that kind of where you start and then you move around?
I'm in the camera well, right next to the dugout, and I prefer to stay there. Some of my counterparts will go and do the broadcast room up in the press box or the booth upstairs. I like to stay down in the camera well, no matter if it's a million degrees or if it's freezing or raining, because there are those moments where I have eyes on somebody so I can see an interaction, or I can see if somebody maybe looks like they're coming in to pinch hit or things like that. So I think it's valuable to have a person. You see it a lot in football, right? The sideline reporters are right there. They can kind of relay what's happening with an injury update and things like that. So even baseball, there's things that are happening in the dugout that I can see and be able to bring to the broadcast. And then there's moments like Byron Buxton, who every once in a while will call me over and be like, "Hey, there's a kid sitting over there. Will you give him these?"
Nice.
And he hands me his batting gloves or things like that. So those moments are really special, and they make the job really fun.
Now, because can you hear what they're saying in the dugout? Are you close enough to hear discussions?
Sometimes. If they're on the end, you know, where I'm sitting sometimes, and every ballpark is different. Sometimes I'm sitting closer to home plate, and sometimes I'm closer to third base, or, you know, whatever side that I'm on. So it just kind of depends. But a lot of times it's just kind of keeping an eye out. You can kind of judge what's going on. But I leave them alone during the game. You know, I don't want to interfere or be too nosy. But every once in a while, you know, I get tipped off to some scoop or some information that proves to be pretty valuable. So that's always nice.
Is it you have a screen there, or do you have to really pay attention?
I do. I have a monitor in front of me.
No, I mean a screen to block you from the ball.
Oh.
Like a net.
Kind of screen.
Yes.
Where I sit at Target Field, I'm kind of hidden by one of our cameras. So I always tell Rob, our camera guy, that he's kind of my protector. But there are some ballparks where, no, there's no screen. There's no protection at all. I've gotten close a couple times to getting drilled. I always try to keep an eye on the ball at all times. But, you know, I'm scoring the game on my iPad. I'm looking at notes. I'm going, you know, digging, trying to find, you know, stories or things like that, too. So sometimes I'm not always looking at every single pitch, and that's when it gets to be problematic, because suddenly I'll see everybody else flinch, and I'm like, "Oh, wait, where's it going?" And I freak out, and So, I mean, my really good friend and my counterpart who works for Colorado has gotten drilled in the face twice.
Oh, man. Yeah.
And so it's tough.
Well, thanks, Audra. And what, game time tonight, 6:40? Although it'll probably be postponed, huh?
Yeah, keep your fingers crossed. We've had some terrible luck with weather this season. I think we're up to 10 games, maybe even 11, that have been affected by weather. So I don't know. I'm looking out my window right now. This looks pretty nasty. So we'll see.
Right, thanks, Audra. Much appreciated.
Yeah,
Audra Martin, FanDuel Sportsman. Good to talk to you, Audra. Audra Martin,
Bye.
The great Audra Martin, FanDuel Sports Network. She's going to be positive no matter what, David. That's kind of her job on the thing. She kind of brings fun, and she might be the best thing to see the way this team is playing right now. When we come back next hour, we're going to talk a little more sports. The cost of being a sports fan, it's way more than you think.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.